Hey there, hello, and happy Friday. We are on the holiday eve, aren't we? And that means that I am here to issue a very special announcement. It's come to my attention through various means that I need to expand my horizons with my knowledge and experience with the one and only Beyoncé. Upon many suggestions, I dove right into iTunes, sampled some music from all of her different albums, and I also watched the entire Coachella set from this past 2018. So I'm going to let you know my opinions. I'm going to let you know whether I was right, whether I was wrong, and address all of your concerns. First of all, she is a freaking performer, and I'm saying that as a compliment. I'd never seen her in concert, obviously. And this Coachella set, let me set this up for you if you have not seen it. Go ahead and YouTube it. The one that I watched was someone named Ben W. He uploaded it. He must have been somewhere up in the front. And I actually liked that much more than I liked some of the other ones that I started watching that were more professional grade, because you can hear the audience and you can hear what people are screaming and you kind of feel like you're in the moment. So like I said, let me set this up for you. She's on the stage and it's not just her and a couple backup people. She has this entire dance crew in a huge, okay, I don't know if I have this correct, if it's a full marching band, but this whole group of people, they have like the tubas and the drums and all the other instruments that I don't know because I was never in the band and I don't understand that kind of stuff. But it is pretty damn impressive. It's incredible. I don't know how the guys with the drums can even move after this because they're dancing along with her. It's wild. I would have been through the little slats of the bleachers in the first movement. I wouldn't be able to raise my hands. So it is incredible. She's absolutely a performer. She like goes up on this big crane thing and leans over and Jesus Christ, her ass, you guys. I don't really pay attention to women's asses, but hers is unbelievable. There is not a little dot of cellulite anywhere to be seen on her thighs, on her butt, nothing. Now, I thought she looked incredible in these jean shorts and the sweatshirt, but when she came out in this patent leather thing and she turned around and not in a gross way, but probably 2/3 to 3/4 of her ass is out and it is spectacular. Her butt is perfect. I'm not into the Kardashians. Maybe this is opening a whole other can of worms here. I mean, the Kardashian people after me. But if Kim Kardashian's ass is supposed to be something, Beyoncé has to be a good mile ahead of her. Okay, so what else? I took some notes here. Oh, okay. So in the audience, like I said, this guy that I looked up, it was Ben W. He was the person who uploaded it. And there is this girl around him that is screaming, and she made the entire video for me. Because all she screams from beginning to about the second song in is, okay, okay, yeah, okay, okay. And I was dying because you just felt the vibe of the whole audience out there. You can't even call it an audience. I mean, it was a pretty damn expansive crowd. Okay, what else? Okay, her ass in leather. She had the shorts with the boots. It was great. Oh, okay. I also loved that she had some huge mega fans blowing at her because I am a sweaty kind of girl. That's the way to do it because you're not only staying cool, you look incredible with the fan blowing. Okay, there was a dude running on the bleachers in the background. He was doing like a running man mixed with Michael Jackson's moonwalk, but forward. That in and of itself, I could have watched him dancing alone for an hour and just been enthralled. It would have been like the first time Michael Jackson did the moonwalk watching this guy. If you know what I'm talking about, when you're looking at the stage, he's to the right. Incredible. This is spoiler alert, probably to no one because I'm old and I did not watch Coachella. I don't even understand the Coachella thing. But Michelle and Kelly, the original, oh wait, hold on, I do know this. Not the original members of Destiny's Child. They were the, remaining before they disbanded. They come out, they all look incredible. They're in this kind of sequins, camouflage look. But I also want to talk about some of the songs that I was recommended upon. What the hell am I talking about? The songs that people had recommended that I listened to get a feel for what Beyoncé is all about and what she's capable of in her vocal stylings. So I listened to quite a few. I was just kind of clicking around, listening as I was watching the Coachella. Then I'd pause and go back and forth when I found songs I really liked. And some of the songs that were recommended to me was Daddy. That was really sweet. It was a very sweet song. It wouldn't be one that I would dance to at my wedding because neither my dad and I can dance. But I definitely can see how some women and girls were really close to their dad. It would be a very sentimental, sweet song. Totally get it. One, is it One Times One? That was really good. That one really stuck with me more than some of the other slower songs. I just thought it was really sweet. And yeah, I don't know. It was like passionate or something. The one that I think I enjoy the most is the one that I am trying to do a little intro here with, that Listen. I love that song. I totally forgot that that was in Dreamgirls. I probably need to go back and watch that movie. So I will say I don't know if I could listen from start to finish to, I was going to say a CD. That tells you how old I am. I don't know whether I could listen to an album from start to finish, but that would be with any artist because I'm more of a podcast. I need someone just talking in my ear kind of thing. However, I think that if I were to sit down and watch her performing, I would be enthralled because she really is. And for those of you, you guys know that I don't bullshit. I would, if I really hated it, I would come on here and say, I'm standing my ground law like a bad slash really good Dateline episode. But I really honestly did enjoy her performance. I think she's one of those people that you have to watch perform it because she gets so into it. And her entourage and dance crew, she really is probably one of the best performances I've ever seen. So I will just leave it at that. Beyonce, I apologize. You are an epic performer and you are very talented. And with that, I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. I'll be back with you next week with a little Love After Lockup and 90 Day Fiancé. Happy holidays.